It is Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar, and with me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, President and Managing Editor of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, entertainment, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Hello, Michael.
Well, good morning. That's a mouthful.
I know.
Got to figure out a way to shorten all that.
I know. Now, again, this week is kind of a mixed bag. We have some great news and some not so much. Now, can we start with the not so great news so that we can move on to the better things afterwards?
Right, yeah. Take our medicine up front.
Right.
We had jobless numbers, unemployment rates for both the Fort Smith metro area and Northwest Arkansas metro area, and well, I mean, it was a classic, you know, the classic Tale of Two Cities title for the numbers. The Fort Smith numbers were pretty rough. The good news is the unemployment rate dropped down to 8% for April, for March, and that's down from 9.2% in February. And the March 2011 rate was 8.8%. So the good news is that it's down. But the bad news, and really the fundamental, the bottom line number, is that we have much fewer people employed in the Fort Smith metro area than we did last March. The unemployment rate, sometimes that number doesn't really tell you what's happening in terms of the number of employed folks, but the number of employed during March was a little over 116,000. Last March, it was close to just short of 123,000. So we've lost 5% in terms of the number of people employed. And the other troubling number from the Fort Smith metro area is that the size of the workforce continues to decrease. The size totaled just short of 127,000 in March, which was a little over 7,700 people fewer than a year ago. And, you know, the Fort Smith area surpassed about 130,000 workers back in April 2004. And we maintained that until this December, and now it's heading the other way. So that's troubling, and the manufacturing sector in Fort Smith continues to lose jobs, and we've lost just under 40% of the jobs in the manufacturing sector we've lost in the past decade. I mean, it's just, you know, the Mitsubishi plant is now not going to open for some time. We don't know when. You know, Whirlpool has definitively announced it's pulling out June 29th. The Bremner cracker plant over in Poteau, which is right here, it's closer to Fort Smith and some parts of North Fort Smith, Van Buren, so it's right in the area. They're going to be closing down in June also, another 200 or 300 jobs. So, yeah, they're looking at everything they can. But on the flip side, as you said earlier, the good news side, the picture, that jobless picture, is completely opposite in
Northwest
Arkansas.
Right.
The unemployment rate continues to be relatively low. In fact, the unemployment rate for the Northwest Arkansas region has consistently been the lowest rate, lowest unemployment rate in the state. And not only is the unemployment rate low, but the number of employed continues to increase. I mean, for example, there were 10,000 more people employed in that metro area in March of this year than compared to last March. I mean, that's just a good number. You know, the economy struggled from the housing market decline, but I think that's starting to work out. We also have Walmart returning some of its apparel division, or all of its apparel division, I guess I should say, back to the area. So you have the support for that, and just the organic growth that's just always happened. I think when the housing market, when the national economy took such a beating, I think the area slowed down a little bit. But I mean, if you're looking for a sign of consistent, stable economic recovery, you'll find that in Northwest Arkansas.
There's also some more good news. The regional hospitality revenue is also on the rise.
Right, and you can primarily thank Crystal Bridges for that, although you know, obviously if you have more people employed and a labor force that's growing, that's obviously going to lead to collections. But in the first quarter of 2012, Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Salem Springs, their combined hospitality taxes were up almost 15% compared to last year. I mean, that's just a huge increase. The room occupancy occupancy rate was 45.1%, which is a very good rate. So that, you know, the business growth, the tourism growth through Crystal Bridges continues to really push in a positive way the hospitality sector in Northwest Arkansas. And I can tell you that that is also equating to job growth. You know, this jobless number report included the tourism sector, and the region's tourism sector employed an estimated 19,300 during March, which is up considerably from last March when the sector employed an estimated 18,000. And the sector high, all-time high, was 19,400 jobs back in July 2008. So March came very close, and it could be revised upward to the all-time high for that particular sector.
That's great news. Now, last week, you and Kyle spoke at length about the allegations against Walmart's Mexico operations. Have you heard anything more about that?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, what we're hearing, one of the more, I mean, there's several, you know, this story's taken on several angles. One of the more interesting angles that we've stayed on top of here at CityWire is the pushback from shareholders. There have been just a few independent shareholders, or a few shareholders on their own, file an online petition, and they're pushing that. I think the person in California has a little over 7,200 signatures in just a couple of days. More importantly, though, the director of the New York City Pension Fund has said, "Look, you know, we have 4.7 million votes, which they don't have enough to create change, but they're going to cast those against the company's slate of directors for re-election." And they're also calling and that's opposing CEO Mike Duke and board chairman Lee Scott and Rob Walton and others opposing their placement on the board. That's pushback from the bribery scandal. I mean, there's a lot of shareholders who, you know, we're hearing from shareholders who stuck with Walmart through thick and thin, but now they're saying, you know, this is too much. This bribery scandal is $24 million, alleged, I should say, bribery scandal is just too much. So that Walmart, obviously, it's an understatement to say it's a huge company, but it's a huge company. It's going to take a lot of shareholder revolt to make any change. But there's some people trying it. It's gathered more traction than I've ever seen.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
Michael Tilley is the president and managing editor of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, entertainment, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area.